From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama said at the White House this past hour that today's jobs report is a sobering reminder of just how fragile the recovery is in this country.
From the moment I took office, I've made the point that employment is often the last thing to come back after a recession. And that's what history shows us. But our task is to do everything we can possibly do to accelerate that process.
And the president says that's exactly what he and his economic team will be working on in the weeks ahead. Employers cut far more jobs in September than analysts expected. The jobless rate climbed to 9.8% in September, up from 9.7% in August. Many economists expect the unemployment rate will rise to 10% before the recovery is firmly in place. They're doing the samba in Rio. That's because Rio de Janeiro is in and Chicago's out. The International Olympic Committee in Copenhagen today awarding the 2016 Summer Olympic Games to the South American city. Not even an appearance by President Obama could salvage Chicago's bid. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
The International Olympic Committee is big on pomp and ceremony, and so it was with both that IOC President Jacques Roga made today's announcement. A young Danish athlete solemnly delivered the envelope with the name of the winning city to Roga, as if she were delivering the Hope Diamond. Roga opened the envelope and... The cheering in Copenhagen was easily matched in Rio, where the 2016 Games will mark the first Olympics in South America. Earlier in the day, a crowd of would-be revelers in downtown Chicago stood in stunned silence when Roga announced the Chicago bid got the least number of votes and didn't even make it out of the first round, despite the efforts of Barack Obama, who became the first sitting U.S. president to speak to an IOC session. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The president congratulated Brazil on the win. Rescuers on the island of Sumatra are pulling survivors and bodies from the rubble of this week's massive earthquake. The death toll is more than 700, though officials expect that number to jump sharply. Ann Dornfeld reports from Ubud, Indonesia.
The death toll is rising as rescue teams make their way through the rubble of more than 500 destroyed buildings in the provincial capital of Padang. One nearby town was completely flattened by the quake, and rescuers still haven't reached other devastated villages in the region. Rescue efforts are hampered by scarce electricity, roads blocked by landslides, and major damage to Padang's largest hospitals. Residents with missing loved ones are huddling around long lists of victims in hopes of locating their family members and friends. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono called for foreign aid in the region and demanded that rescue efforts last as long as it takes to get to the bottom of the crumbled buildings. Officials warn the death toll could reach the thousands. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Ubud, Indonesia.
On Wall Street before the close, the Dow is down 21 to 94.87, the Nasdaq down 9. This is NPR. A top security official says Iraqi forces in Mosul have detained more than 150 suspected Sunni insurgents during an offensive in the last major stronghold held by militants. The crackdown is the latest in a series of campaigns to break the militants' hold on the northern city. The U.S. withdrew combat forces from Iraqi cities in June. As a new swine flu vaccine starts to roll out next week, a new poll from the Harvard School of Public Health shows many Americans are not convinced they'll get vaccinated. NPR's Richard Knox has details.
There's an even split between those who say they'll definitely get vaccinated against pandemic flu and those who say definitely not. About 40% say they've made up their mind one way or the other. But that could shift abruptly if flu strikes close to home. Those who are uncertain, and even many of those who don't currently plan to get vaccinated, say they'd change their mind if they see people in their community get sick or die of flu. 3/4 of parents say they'll probably get their children vaccinated against swine flu, but that's a squishy number. 16% say they might change their mind. 28% won't get their children vaccinated or don't know yet. There's still a lot of concern about vaccine safety and effectiveness. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The price of a barrel of oil fell by more than $2 to below $69 today on the disappointing economic news. In Europe, benchmark crude for November delivery was down $2.35. Freddie Mac is giving Chief Financial Officer Ross Carey compensation worth as much as $5.5 million, including a cash signing bonus of almost $2 million and a salary that could top $2.3 million. The government-controlled mortgage giant and its sister had to be bailed out by the government after the housing market collapse. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.